6 o'clock in the nation's capital in time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Ted Cruz hits the campaign trail in Indiana today alongside his newly named running mate, Carly Fiorina, whom he introduced at a rally yesterday.
A move very widely seen as one that was intended to refocus attention on his campaign after a string of bruising losses. Now, the move was met with immediate criticism from frontrunner Donald Trump, who said that this is just a sign of desperation on the part of the Cruz campaign and said that Senator Cruz should not even be wasting his time choosing a VP, given that he has no mathematical path forward towards the nomination without a contested convention.
Correspondent Sunland Surfati. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration is now said to be in on the investigation into Prince's death.
Investigators suspect an opioid reaction forced the emergency landing of Prince's plane about a week before he died. He was given an overdose treatment, but Dr. Drew Pinsky says that is standard.
Narcan is always given for an unresponsive patient, whether you know they're on opiates or not.
A former colleague says the musician lived an exemplary lifestyle.
Being around Prince made everybody else want to be healthy because that was the example that he set all the time.
Investigators are waiting on autopsy and toxicology results before determining an official cause of death for the music icon. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Verizon is presenting its striking workers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast with an ultimatum. End your strike or lose your health care coverage.
It's another round of scare tactics from Verizon.
Candace Johnson with the Communications Workers of America says the scare tactic isn't going to work.
We have a system in place that will make sure that people's health care needs are covered
until the strike ends. It's been 2 weeks since the strike started, and Johnson says Verizon still hasn't come to the table for negotiations.
We're hoping that sooner rather than later, Verizon gets back to the bargaining table to reach a fair agreement.
A Verizon spokesman didn't return our call for comment by deadline. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Negotiations are still ongoing, but Arlington National Cemetery is moving forward with another expansion plan.
The Navy Annex building was demolished here 3 years ago.
We are really at the very preliminary planning stages.
Cemetery engineer Colonel Doug Gatormson says the expansion will give them enough space for burials through the 2050s.
This is a great opportunity, not just for Arlington National Cemetery, but for the region to really transform this corridor.
This is the link. There's no alternative or redo. We got to get this one right.
Which is why negotiations may have taken this long, says Arlington County's Greg Emanuel. Columbia Pike's the busiest commuting corridor in the county, and it'd have to be moved for the project.
Maintaining this in its adequate capacity through the construction and on well into the future is critical.
In Arlington, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Secret Service has unveiled plans for a taller, stronger White House fence.
The fence would be about 11.5 feet tall, include anti-climbing features, and has technology that detects intruders. The cost of the fence wasn't revealed. The National Planning Commission must approve the proposed fence. The White House has been dealing with a recent spike in attempts to climb the fence, including one earlier this week when a robbery suspect jumped the fence to get away from police. I'm Mark Chase.
Metro says it'll stay open late tonight for Caps fans who plan to rock the red at tonight's playoff game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The game's scheduled to start at 8 at Verizon Center. Metro normally closes at midnight. Tonight, they'll stay open till 1. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,042, the NASDAQ at 4863. Sports, the Nats' bats go silent as they lose to the Phillies. The Orioles snap a 3-game losing streak with a win in Tampa Bay. That's Caps-Penguins Game 1 tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Meet Peter Max at Wentworth Gallery this Saturday. Visit wentworthgallery.com for more information.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go, Maryland, as you pass the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Greenbelt. Outer loop approaching 201 in great shape. Now, we had a report of the crash. I was a little bit worried, but everything quickly confined to the shoulder. Just keep alert for those flashing lights, but not causing any delays. 270 through Urbana and down toward Clarksburg with the stop and go. And a lot of the commuters already were seeing some that rain and drizzle around the region. So a little extra time for sure. Always need to factor that in with the rain. Heading in through town, DDOT, they were responding to the crash. It looks like lanes are open here on the westbound freeway before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So just a brief delay for now coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. In on New York Avenue, approaching Bladensburg Road, slowing, and they're going to check and see if there's anything in the way there. 210, it's been the volume getting up toward the Beltway. Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, still in good shape. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. It's the free app that comes with voice-guided car navigation, live traffic and roadwork updates, public transit maps, schedules, and all the info you need to keep moving on your commute. Learn more at here.com/move. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wetter as the morning goes on with showers and occasional rain rolling in, and it looks like it'll be a fairly damp mid to late morning into the afternoon with occasional rainfall, maybe quarter of an inch. Temperatures only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Haymarket, 56 in La Plata, 54 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Here Maps. SpaceX lands an $83 million military contract. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:07 right now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and this is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Come on, later this morning, bottom of this hour, Richard Kelsey, legal analyst, talk about yesterday's Supreme Court arguments about Bob McDonald's corruption case. 7:05, Scotty Nell Hughes, big-time flag waver for Donald Trump there. She'll give us her analysis on where things are looking for the Donald. At 8:05, Dr. Waleed Faris, national security and foreign policy advisor for the Trump campaign about Trump's foreign policy speech yesterday. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. My gosh, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, here's a question for you. I want you to get on the line. Tell me what you think about this idea. Should young women be required to register for the draft in the United States? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Pretty straightforward question, but it is under consideration on Capitol Hill. And in fact, a key panel up on the House side has voted to make that the law of the land. I mean, it's not the law of the land yet. It's in a bill, but it will be debated. But it's certainly under consideration right now on Capitol Hill because Ashton Carter, the Secretary of Defense, has said that women can now enter combat roles in America. And on Capitol Hill, people have been struggling what to do about this because, you know, one of the reasons why women have not been required to register for the draft is they were never, you know, going to be put in combat roles. But if combat roles are now open to women, one would believe that in a time of war, if the draft were instituted, women would be drafted and put in combat roles. So shouldn't they have to register for the draft just like young men do within 30 days of turning 18 years old? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I mean, I come from an era where a lot of my friends did get drafted. In fact, I was actually, you know, I had my number pulled. I didn't get drafted because the draft ended just before it would have been time to actually, you know, pull me in. But it was something that was very much important in my life. I saw a lot of my friends get drafted and go off to Vietnam. And so I can't imagine that it's easy for a mom and her dad to see their son go off to war. It wouldn't be any easier to see your daughter. And if we are going to say that the national policy is that women who serve in the military can be placed in combat roles, then I think, yeah, I think we have to open the draft to women. And it seems like that may actually happen. It was a very close vote on this Senate panel, 32 to 30. But nonetheless, going forward, an amendment to the annual defense bill on Wednesday would make it the policy that women should have to register for the draft. What do you think about that? Are you ready for your daughters to be registered for the draft just like your sons are? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. My bigger issue is I don't think women should be serving in combat roles.
You don't?
No.
Yeah. Listen, I've always believed that, but I'm open to this discussion. I think what something that set us apart, I think, in the United States of America is that, and in Western civilization for that matter, is that, you know, we men are raised, if we're raised properly, to want to protect our women.
Right.
Part of our role in our society is to protect women from danger, and so in that makes us
that's a very antiquated
well
idea.
I think it makes us a superior culture, frankly. Yeah. And so to that end, I liked the fact that the men would go off and fight to protect the women back home. Apparently that's not going to happen anymore. And listen, I have great respect for Amber Smith. Amber Smith is a combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. She was pilot in command and air mission commander on an Army helicopter, and she says yes. She says it this way. She says, you can't pick and choose when equality applies to you. If women are now allowed to try out for specialized combat operations and they're eligible for combat roles because of equality, then they've got to be drafted because of equality. And I think that there's some legitimacy to that argument. One other thing. Do we really believe as a nation and as a culture that we are in an existential fight against our enemies, the radical Islamic terrorists? Do we really believe that? Because if we really do believe that, maybe this is the right thing to do. Israel, clearly from the beginning, has been in an existential fight for their nation. And they have absolute equality when it comes to combat roles for women and for mandatory selective service for women. You serve if you're a woman in Israel. They're in an existential fight. If we believe we're in an existential fight, I guess this is the way we have to go.
Well, let's go to the phone lines and see what you think about this. We start with Mary Kay in Annandale. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hello, folks. I'm a 30-year retiree Air Force, flew airplanes, did that sort of business, and I have mixed feelings, very mixed feelings about combat roles for women. You know, I think they shouldn't change the standards, and if a woman can meet them, well, okay, maybe yes. But this is what this administration bought.
Let me ask you, what kind of aircraft did you fly?
EC-135 is the SAC Airborne Command Post, otherwise known as Looking Glass.
Yeah, so it was an intelligence gathering plane?
No, command and control.
Command and control, okay, C-3, I got you, all right.
Right, C-cubed die, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about why you have some concern about drafting women.
I have concern about women in combat, actually.
Yeah.
And,
did you want to fly a fighter jet?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
but, I mean, you know, the strange thing is when I volunteered, women weren't going into combat, you know, but when I raised my right hand, I intended to do whatever whatever the country needed.
Right.
So that's, but it's just, you know, we've got a bunch of women who signed up not even believing that they'd be put into combat roles. So I think there'd have to be some kind of phase-in program is my guess. But I'm still having trouble believing that there isn't but a small fraction of women who can pull their battle buddy off the battlefield.
Wow.
And I also know that there are a bunch of studies that come out that women who are coming back from in theater carrying all this heavy stuff and all this business have all kinds of hairline fractures in their spines, have GYN problems that are, you know, over and above the kind of stuff that you'd normally have. There's a price to pay.
Yeah.
And we're not acknowledging it.
Well, there sure is, but, you know, there's also a price to pay for men who come back from combat, God knows. I mean, listen, it's rough. It's going to be rough. Yes, you're right. Women who come back from all of that hard, arduous physical anxiety and work, they're going to have repercussions, just like the men do.
Yeah.
And haven't we set up the whole framework for equality over everything else?
Well, that's right. Joe in College Park, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think about this, Joe?
Yeah, so definitely as a Vietnam era veteran myself, and in this day and age, with all of the push for equality, which I totally support for men and women, yes, I do. We're talking about registering for the draft. We're not talking about, okay, tomorrow we're going to draft 500,000 women.
But hold on a minute, Joe.
We're talking about registration.
Yeah, I get that. Yes. But you know that, you know, circumstances tomorrow could change. And we might have to institute the draft, right?
And you know what? And if we want equality, women need to go, just like they do in Israel, like you just said. Yeah. I think in this day and age, yes, because it would give more credibility to, you know what, we do have equality for men and women in this country. And you know what? In the time where we all need to put our big boy pants on and big girl pants on, and we have to do our duty for our country. And it may be for our younger men and women to get out there and fill those military roles and combat whatever the country decides they need to do.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for that. I mean, this is the debate, and it's a good one. And a lot of you want to weigh in. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, you're looking good this morning. 355 southbound as you head inside the Beltway past Cedar Lane with travel lanes open this morning. So they've fixed the water main repairs now. You have three lanes to get you through and no delay. For 270, here we come with the rush hour through Urbana down to Clarksburg into Rockville. Also seeing some of that volume on the increase. Out of Greenbelt, Baltimore, Washington Parkway slows to head inside the Beltway to get you in through Riverdale. In on New York Avenue, approaching the light at Bladensburg Road. Definitely seeing more pressure there with the heavy volume. Crews did not find anything in the way, so they need to recheck. Let's go Virginia 95. Once you get through Stafford, Dale City, off and on to Route 1, where we have the broken down on the shoulder. Metro Rail single tracking blue silver line between Morgan Boulevard and Stadium Armory due to a track problem. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for sort of rainy, gray, dismal weather for a day or so. Chance of rain today, starting in the southwest, moving to the northeast, high of 58. Tonight, a few showers may linger, a low of around 50. Tomorrow, again, more possible showers in the morning, high near 60. Then on Saturday, mostly cloudy and in the upper 60s. And Sunday, we got rain returning to the forecast, temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 617. On WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
All right, so yesterday, I guess it was, yesterday, a key House panel voted to include women in the registration for the draft. I mean, just like young men, when they turn 18, they'll have 30 days to register for the draft. If this becomes the law of the land, and it's a part of a defense annual bill, it could be that women will be required to register for the draft. How do you feel about that idea? Debbie in Chesapeake Beach, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, Brian, Larry. Hey. I feel like it's time in this country that we realize men and women are not equal. They don't think alike. They don't have the same strength. I do not want my granddaughters on a battlefield. I don't want my grandsons on a battlefield. But I think they would be more capable than my granddaughters. And I want to know, who are the women fighting for this? I mean, no woman I know is for this. So it's a handful of people, again, changing for the majority.
All right. Yeah, Debbie, there are women, but they all have a political agenda, and they want to put this out there to sort of, you know, push equality everywhere. I think it's their way of saying, you know, we even want equality in the combat roles, so that they can come back and say, oh, so we have equality in combat roles and we have equality in the draft, but we can't get better than 75 cents to the dollar. It's all part of a bigger political picture for feminists who are driving this stuff.
All right, let's go to Dick and Fairfax.
And also trying to drive a wedge between the sexes.
Well, of course, yeah. Dick and Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Dick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to go back. I'm a Vietnam vet, right in the thick of the draft. And I got to tell you, I'm all for putting women right in the draft, because back then, when I got out, and by the grace of goodness, I got a government job. All these soon-to-be feminists were saying, you don't deserve veterans' preference. And I'd say, why not? And they'd say, well, it's discriminatory. Only men get it. And I used to say, well, you're not drafted. Well, that's discriminatory, too. So it's always stuck in my craw a little bit.
Wow.
But, you know, if you want equality, you know, I remember very well that veterans' preference and veterans' benefits back then were terrible. It's much improved. I know the VA's a disaster today, but it's much improved. But the point is, back then, it was like you were a sucker if you served. You were an idiot if you got out of, if you got drafted because your old man wasn't connected or something like that, or you weren't in college. So, you know what? Based on my real life experience, I'm all for it. When you're 18, get up and go. If you can't make it into a combat role, there's plenty of behind the line stuff. Right. God forbid we ever need the draft again. But, you know, we just don't have this society where we get to pick and choose what our what our duty is to our country in times of national security.
All right. Listen, thank you for that, Dick. I'm very passionate, and a guy who, you know, actually went and served and has a different perspective than many people. Look, it's very interesting. I mean, this panel is not just a hypothetical question. This is in the defense annual amendment to the defense bill that is making its way through Capitol Hill, and it got passed out of committee yesterday.
Can we just be real, like everything out of this administration, this is all ultimately a meaningless display meant to show something and to make people believe, oh, they're groundbreaking, it's unprecedented, they've changed our country, this is a new amazing development. Let's face it, I registered for the draft when I turned 18. I never got drafted. Yep. Anyone who was registered for the draft since Ronald Reagan brought back the registration for the draft in 82, it's all been meaningless because there's been no draft. So how long is that? That's over that's almost 40 years now. Yeah. We've had people registering for the draft. And when women, let's say this happens. You just said you never know something could happen. Okay, so women register for the draft. They get drafted. And then they do the physical requirements to get into the military. And guess what? Most of the women are not going to be able to pass the physical requirements for combat. So, you know, they'll get drafted. They'll probably be put into a non-combat role.
You don't need to be physically strong to fly a fighter jet. There are jobs within the military that put you at risk.
Generally speaking, people who get drafted don't end up flying fighter jets, okay? Let's be real about that.
But they're the people who are at most risk, by the way. So if you have a lot of women who are flying flights and they get shot down, what do you have on your hands?
That has nothing to do with the draft, though. That has to do with women flying combat missions. Do you think that women who get, or men who get drafted end up behind the wheel of a fighter jet? I don't think that.
Some do.
I could be wrong, but I think the way the Air Force and the Navy are set up right now, most of the fighter jet pilots are going to be people who were enlisted or,
More of your calls.
Maybe I'm wrong.
More of your calls straight ahead, 622.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know, for some people, retirement is an exciting thing. And for some people, it is a fearful thing. I mean, it's exciting because, you know, look, you get to be retired. You get to do what you want to. How exciting would that be? Fearful? Well, do I actually have what I need to survive once I stop work? Listen, here's what you need to do. You need to check in with my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford to retire? There's a way to find out. You go to his website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not, Larry can help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Call this number, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from
Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DOME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
More of your calls straight ahead right now at 6:25. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 northbound at Route 1 in Woodbridge, the broken down from the shoulder, now completely gone. They towed that away, but I'm still looking at delays out of Dale City, which will remain with us for the rush hour. 66, the volume with us, and then making a trip out of Manassas toward Centerville. Reports of a crash up ahead as you head toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Head around the top side of the Maryland Beltway where we're bunched up from College Park to Silver Spring. 270 with the volume, leaving Ellicott City on 29, southbound 29, right as you pass Route 100 under police direction there. Additional response to the crash. Inbound New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road. DC and crews were responding to a report of an incident in that stretch. Some of the commute dealing with the rain and drizzle. On Bethesda's side of southbound 355, lanes are open this morning passing Cedar Lane and no delay. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wetter as the morning goes on with showers and occasional rain rolling in, and it looks like it'll be a fairly damp mid to late morning into the afternoon with occasional rainfall, maybe a quarter of an inch. Temperatures only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, women would have to register for the draft under an amendment added to an annual defense bill on Wednesday. The vote was 32 to 30. Are you ready for your daughters to be required to register for the draft just like your sons are? Brandon in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What do you think?
Honestly, as an active duty infantry Marine, I don't think we should having them sign up for the draft due to the fact that a vast majority of your American public is already unfit for military service. Therefore, I think it opens us up to essentially drafting in people that aren't very qualified at all and open ourselves up to more injuries and things like that. And then on down the road, things like, you know, VA disability payments and everything, right, and not really being able to pay for those in the future, even though we don't do a good job now.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon, thank you for that. It's going to be an interesting discussion to see how this little measure makes its way through Capitol Hill. We'll stay on it. It's now 6:28 on WMAL.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
They score! It's over!
the Stanley Cup Playoffs. On NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Bob McDonald's case was before the Supreme Court yesterday. We'll talk to Richard Kelsey, a legal analyst, on how those arguments went before the Supreme Court and how this may actually all be decided. It's all coming up after the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is spelling out more of his foreign policy vision.
America first will be the major and overriding theme of my administration.
Reading from a teleprompter, Trump offered few specifics, instead repeating campaign pledges on ISIS and NATO, threatening to upend decades-old alliances.
The U.S. must be prepared to let these countries defend themselves.
And forge new ones, with countries traditionally seen as threats.
Some say the Russians won't be reasonable. I intend to find out.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly reporting. Ted Cruz, meanwhile, is hoping to regain some momentum against Trump by naming Carly Fiorina as his running mate.
Some might ask, why now? It is unusual to make the announcement as early as we're doing so now. Well, I think all would acknowledge this race, if anything, it is unusual.
Cruz and Fiorina will campaign together today in Indiana, whose primary is next Tuesday. Thousands of striking Verizon workers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast have been told, end your strike or lose your health insurance as of this weekend. The union walked out 2 weeks ago after contract talks broke down. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe last week restored voting rights to over 200,000 convicted felons who've done their time. But the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports this morning the governor's office neglected to give local voter registrars the information they need to actually get those ex-offenders registered to vote. And the Secret Service is reportedly planning to raise the White House fence. The plan also includes in adding a concrete foundation to the fence, all in an effort to head off fence jumpers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,042, the NASDAQ at 4,863. Sports, the Nationals waste another strong performance by Gio Gonzalez, losing to the Phillies. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay, and the Capitals host Pittsburgh tonight to open the NHL playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Borders store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, three beds, two baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
But you don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is this weekend at Prince William Marina under the Big Tent. Admission is free. See the new Sea Ray sport boats to yachts, the all-new Bayliner Elements and XR7 deck boat. See Scout Center console fishing boats used in brokerage boats, jet skis, and more. Vendors with gear and accessories, plus a nautical flea market and waterfront restaurant all in one place. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Prince William Marina in Woodbridge, Virginia, just off I-95 at Exit 160. For details, go to pwmarina.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 through Urbana down toward Clarksburg. Heavy again as you approach the lane divide, but it's just been about the volume. A little bit more than volume through Ellicott City. Have a crash blocking two lanes on southbound 29 south of Route 100 and delays almost back to I-70. So if you use that corridor, extra time needed for sure. As you head south on 95 past the ICC, you'll join into the slowdowns to get onto the Beltway and through Silver Spring. And right before the Beltway at that exit ramp, crews were looking for a report of a crash. Out of Greenbelt, Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows to go inside the Beltway and toward Riverdale. Lanes open on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, 66 eastbound. As you head through Manassas, report of a crash near 234. And again, as you approach 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, they had a minor incident. Should be on the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got rain. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. If you're not getting raindrops yet, you're probably going to. Pretty good chance everybody gets some rain today. Quarter of an inch on average. Rain coming in southwest to northeast as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Better chance. Rain showers early tonight, 50. Tomorrow showers early and then cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 60, 10 degrees below normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Woodbridge, 52 in Kensington, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, we're going to talk to Scotty Nell Hughes, a fan favorite here on WMAL. At 8:05, Dr. Waleed Faris on Donald Trump's big speech yesterday on foreign policy. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I want to say, as I said, for the last 39 months, and never during any time in my 38 years of public service, have I ever done anything that would abuse the powers of my office. And thank you for coming today.
Former Governor Bob McDonnell of the Commonwealth of Virginia yesterday outside the Supreme Court building as his case was argued before the 8 remaining justices. Joining us right now, Richard Kelsey, legal analyst in the state of Virginia. And Richard, did you get to see the arguments, or at least cover the arguments? And what do you how do you think it went for the governor?
Well, I didn't go down to the court, but I did read the transcript in its entirety, which is far less scintillating than being there in person.
I bet.
It's really tough because they talk over each other all the time. But I read the entire transcript. I thought it was there were some fascinating moments in the argument, not the least of which was one of the justices being referred to as Justice O'Connor. That was obviously Justice Ginsburg, and she wasn't too thrilled about that.
I wouldn't think so, no. But on the whole, I mean, what I'm reading, and you tell me if I'm picking up on this wrong, the justices across the ideological spectrum were very skeptical of the Obama Justice Department's interpretation of the law and the influence they had over the judge in the instructions to the jury.
Well, there's no question that across the spectrum, as you said, there was wide agreement that there's something wrong about this case. Now, there wasn't unanimity among the justices as to what was wrong with the case. But for sure, some of the justices believed, for example, that the entire statute itself that's been in place for almost five decades is vague and might be subject to being thrown out or rewritten. A lot of them believe that there was a significant problem with this question of what constitutes an official act, right? Mm-hmm. So what most people understand is that in a jury trial, the jurors make the findings of facts, but the judge gives them the law that they must apply, and so that's what we call the jury instructions. And so the key in this case is the instruction that what constitutes an official act, and that instruction, according to the McDonald team, was extraordinarily broad and essentially constituted anything that Bob McDonald did other than open up his Christmas cards. And so they've argued for a much more narrow instruction, and that if they'd gotten it, he would not have been convicted.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's suggesting that what the governor did was completely, you know, on the up and up. I mean, but under the law at the time, it did not constitute a violation.
Well, look, the problem that you want to talk about fascinating yesterday, one thing that they argued at the Supreme Court, the McDonald side, was, hey, listen, you know what? He wasn't the final decision maker. And if you're not the final decision maker on whether or not this product gets studied by UVA, then it doesn't matter whether they paid you $1,000 or $10,000 to set up the meeting. You can do that. At least under this act, you're not under violation. That kind of got the attention of the court that said, really? You could do that? And they're like, well, you can charge him under other acts, but under this act, you can't charge him for that. So I thought that was a fascinating exchange between the court members and the McDonald team.
Have you studied the statute in question here, Richard Kelsey? And because this is the confusion that I have. The statute, I thought, said you can't accept a gift in exchange for an official act. And yet, is it true that the judge's instructions to the jury left out the quid pro quo aspect and just said if the prosecution has proven that he accepted gifts, then you can find him guilty? Or that was my take on it.
Well, your take isn't entirely incorrect. What it assumes is that anything that Bob McDonald does, wearing the title of or imbued with the credibility of the office, constitutes an official act, when in reality
an
official
broad.
Act is essentially expending government funds, signing orders, signing or moving to change rules or laws. That's what the more narrow, more accepted definition of official act here. What we have here is a difference between buying access on the one hand versus buying action, right? And so what the McDonald team is saying is you didn't buy any action from any official state action. Nothing was done on behalf of you that changes the law or expends money. All you did was buy some access, and that access got me to get you a meeting with UVA to determine whether they wanted to study your product. And that's something that we could do as politicians in the normal course of selling influence, which Americans don't seem to have any problem with.
The Chief Justice mentioned during the deliberations, or I'm sorry, the arguments yesterday, that they had been briefed, they had been given a brief by former White House counsels, both Republicans and Democrats, who made the argument that this Justice Department was just going too far in the prosecution of this case. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, that was a great exchange, and I'm glad that you picked up on that, because he really brought down the house when he said those people don't agree on anything, yet they seem to agree on this. And it's true. So here's the issue that the former counsels are essentially saying, is that this will gum up the operation of government at the end of the day if official act is defined so broadly, because our government depends upon people setting up meetings, using lobbyists, using skilled experts in order to put them in contact with other people to make informed decisions. And what they've essentially said across the political spectrum is, if this constitutes an official act, we're not going to be able to effectively run our government, because everyone's going to be looking over their shoulder wondering when the next federal prosecution is going to come, because they set up a meeting with an expert based upon the recommendation of a former donor. And it's a legitimate concern. I mean, the law is about trying to find bright line rules so that politicians understand what can I do
the boundaries,
and what
right.
can I do.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, great stuff. Thank you for this.
Prediction, real fast, Richard Kelsey?
Well, I'm 2-for-2 so far, so I hope this doesn't hang poor Bob McDonald, but I do believe at the end of the day the case is going to be reversed in some format. Either it's going to be reversed for a new instruction or the statute's going to be rewritten and redone, and Bob McDonald will either have a new trial or will not be prosecuted.
We'll hold you to it. Richard Kelsey, legal analyst, thanks for joining us today.
It is now 6:44.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive, you can count on these guys, and they've got it all over there in their 7 Northern Virginia locations. They've got Chevy, they've got Ford, they've got Lincoln. They even have Harley Davidson. Ted Britt Automotive. You betcha. I mean, they're going to satisfy everything you need in terms of your selection of vehicle, but even more importantly, Ted Britt Automotive stands by the deal they make, they stand by their relationship with you, and they stand by whatever you're going to drive off in. Check this out. They've got a great program called Ted Britt for Life. That guarantees your car, it's always taken care of. Every vehicle. Ted Britt comes, it's standard, with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And, of course, great deals, great selection. Why don't you go check them out and understand? Once you meet them, you'll see why they've earned this reputation and why they've been able to stay doing what they're doing in such a high level for 57 years. Go schedule your next service with them or just stop by the showrooms in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Visit them online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
6:45 now, WMA. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go, topside, Maryland. As you approach 95, so we're getting back a little bit more closer to Route 1. 95 around to Georgia Avenue. Getting down to the Beltway, have an incident southbound 95 right before that merge. 270, it's been about the volume through Ellicott City. Those delays definitely growing now from 70 to go south on 29 past the accident. Route 100 still have two lanes blocked at the scene of that crash. Virginia, 66. Heavy as you try to push out of Gainesville and through Manassas towards Centerville. After Business 234, that crash should be along the right side now. 95, Stafford, Dale City, and up to the Beltway with the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got rain. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear. If you're not getting raindrops yet, you're probably going to. Pretty good chance everybody gets some rain today. 1/4 inch on average. Rain coming in southwest to northeast as we go through this morning into the afternoon. Better chance. Rain showers early tonight, 50. Tomorrow showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon with a high near 60, 10 degrees below normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is now 6:47.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Columbia or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
More fallout from the Curt Schilling ESPN episode that we talked about last week. Now, you remember Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend, former pitcher for the Red Sox, finally brought the Red Sox a World Series there. They had gone, 178 years, I think, without a World Series. And Curt Schilling, of course, they had to bring in an Arizona Diamondback to come and get them their World Series. But he got it for them. And then he became a baseball analyst. And a lot of baseball purists, they loved the way he would do the commentary on a game or in studio. But, you know, he's conservative. And see, that's a problem.
And there's
a
problem, I guess, if you happen to be conservative and you want to be an analyst on ESPN.
That's true at ESPN. Look what they did to Rush Limbaugh. You know, you're a conservative, out-of-the-closet conservative at ESPN, and you're hired to work for them. You know you are on a short leash as it is. And, well, you know, first he was very angry at ISIS, and he posted a meme about ISIS, and they didn't like that, so they suspended him. Then he just was really concerned about the fact that somebody with boy parts could go into a girl's restroom.
Right.
Didn't like that, so he posted something on his personal Facebook about that, and that was it. He's fired, right? Well, he spoke out yesterday. It was on, what is this? This is on Breitbart Patriot, I'm trying to look for the name of it specifically, Breitbart News Patriot Forum, all right? Alex Marlowe, buddy of mine, editor-in-chief at Breitbart, he's interviewing him. And Curt Schilling first talked about the culture at ESPN.
It was apparent to me, I think, early on that
if you wanted to go off topic as a sports person, you had to go off topic left or you were going to get in trouble.
He went on to say that people would come up to him in the green room. They would lean into him and say, and he'd whisper, he'd say, "Hey, I'm with you. I'm a Republican too." But they had to whisper. It was like a deadly serious thing if anybody knew out in the open that they were Republicans. And then he went on to say this of his former ESPN colleagues.
Some of the most racist things I've ever heard come out of people that are on the air at ESPN. They're some of the biggest racists in sports commentating. And you take it for what it is. So you know who they are. You know what they are.
And, you know, he's got a point. I don't doubt it. I mean, let's face it. Michael Wilbon, former writer here at the Washington Post, he's on PTI, pardon the interruption, over there at ESPN, and also the color commentator for NBA and analyst there. He said on the air, that he uses the N-word every day, all day long. We had this other guy, I think his name was Rob Parker. He was an analyst for NFL. He questioned whether RG3 was an authentic black person because he married a white woman and he votes Republican. I mean, there's a whole long list of these atrocious things that ESPN people have said. Tony Kornheiser compared the Tea Party to ISIS, but Kurt Schilling's the guy who got fired.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be an equal opportunity, equal opportunity application of their rules.
Exactly, yeah. And let's just for the sake of everyone remembering, ESPN said they fired him because they want to maintain a tolerant and inclusive workplace, but people have to whisper that they're Republican. Yeah. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, April the 30th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local Virginia and D.C. area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the hottest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Greenbelt Marriott on Ivy Lane, and Thursday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-517-0053. This month's topic, how to get all the money you need for real estate deals. Call 800-517-0053. Write it down. That's 800-517-0053. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Clubs.
All right, how's your money doing? Time to check in with the news desk at CNBC. Here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Stocks held their own yesterday, but may take a tumble today. Investors are concerned after Japan decided not to do more to help stimulate its economy. But investors are liking Facebook. Profits tripled because Facebook sold more advertising, especially on mobile devices. PayPal's profits rose 43% because more customers used its payment service to buy more things. There's a big drug buy in the news this morning. French drug maker Sanofi has offered to pay more than $9 billion for U.S.-based Medivation, which makes cancer drugs. Help is on the way for debt-laden students. The Department of Ed has opened a new website to help students find the best payment option for their loans. Federal student loan debt now tops $1.3 trillion. And this is National Superheroes Day. Krispy Kreme will give customers who buy a dozen donuts a second batch free to share with the heroes in their lives. Costumes are encouraged, but not required. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 out of Gainesville heading in towards Centerville, slowing after Business 234. We had the accident activity over to the right. Route 7 and through Lansdowne looking quite slow. We had one reported broken down car eastbound 7 past Claiborne Parkway, but I'm seeing a couple separate slowdowns, so get prepared for that. No problems to report on the Greenway Toll Road. That looks good. 95, it's about the volume through Stafford, Dale City, and toward the Beltway, and a lot of the commute, too, is going to be under some of those rain showers that are moving through the area. Beltway, Maryland, heading past 50, the John Hanson Highway slowing, and on 29 in Ellicott City, jammed off of each direction of 70 now to the crash on 29 southbound, south of Route 100, blocking two lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, periods of rain today, developing a high of 58, a quarter inch of rain expected, 70% chance tonight. Temperatures down around 50, rain continues, maybe a shower tomorrow morning, a high near 60. And then on Saturday in the upper 60s, Sunday in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 55 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk. How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side I-Team investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do no harm. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A big kerfuffle in North Carolina, and this one doesn't have anything to do with bathrooms. The United States Department of Justice and the NAACP are suing the state of North Carolina. Why? Over its voter ID law. To crack down on potential voter fraud, the North Carolina legislature passed a law requiring voters to show some form of identification when they vote. Seems sensible to me, but some say the laws disenfranchise people who don't have ID. The North Carolina law allows those voters lacking identification to sign an affidavit, providing a sworn assurance that they are who they say they are. This week, a federal judge upheld the law. Must admit, I'm somewhat confused about the outrage. If we ask a person to show an ID to buy beer or a pack of cigarettes or board an airplane, Shouldn't it be okay for them to ask for one as they vote to select the next commander-in-chief of the most powerful nation on Earth? Maybe the right question is, why wouldn't you ask for ID? Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump had a big day Tuesday in the primaries and gave a big speech yesterday on foreign policy. We'll check in with Scotty Nell Hughes to cover it.
All right, if you're a government worker, I have a question for you. Do government managers abuse administrative leave? We'll take your calls. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.